All right, joining us right now is NASCAR driver Kevin Harvick. Kevin, it won't be long before you're going to be back at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Going through a bit of a change this year. First thing I wanted to get your thoughts on is transitioning that race at Indy to being on the road course, which will be a little bit different feel. What do you think about that change?
I'm not a huge fan. For me, driving through that tunnel and understanding the history and everything that comes with racing on the oval at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway is something that I always look forward to. I can't imagine driving backwards on the front stretch and running the road course in the infield. So I've been around this deal for a long time. So understanding the history of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and what it means to racing and then having to race on the road course for me is going to be a tough pill to swallow.
So what kind of things do you have to do to prepare for racing on the road course then?
Yeah, well, I think for us, it's drastically different preparation. And for me, it's learning a new track, trying to make sure that before you go there, you have everything memorized and doing the things that, it takes to be able to know where you're going when you get on the racetrack, because you just don't have much practice in order to get everything figured out. All the transmission ratios and stuff are locked in before you get there. So hopefully our simulator is working well, and we get the lap times close and can get all the gear ratios and things figured out before you get there. But it's a fair amount of preparation just because of the fact that you have to memorize the facility and you're having to lock some stuff in before you even get to make a lap of practice on the racetrack. So it'll be interesting.
What are your thoughts on more road courses on the NASCAR schedule as a whole, based on what you said? It sounds like you're not a fan of that either.
Well, I'm good with the road courses. And I think when you look at Road America, it was a huge success. Great road course, a facility that's been there for a long time, permanent road course that's been there for a long time. So I grew up, Rick Mears fan, wanting to race in the Indy 500. So not racing on the oval for me is it's a gut check, just because that, as a kid, that's where I wanted to race. And that was my dream to race, at the oval. So, I think as you look at road course racing in general, it has become part of our sport, and a very good part of our sport, because of the fact that, it just gives us other opportunities to go to different facilities. And when you look at COTA and you look at Road America, I think those were great additions to the schedule. And road course racing is going to be a part of the Cup Series for a long time.
We're talking to the man that has 58 NASCAR Cup Series victories. That would be Kevin Harvick. So, Kevin, it sounds like when you come to Indy, it's just that you're not a fan of the road course at Indy. You're just more of an oval guy. That's just your preference when you come to the Speedway. Is that the gist I'm getting?
It's an oval thing for me. And, when you look at the oval and you look at the history of the racetrack and everything that comes with that, for me, I mean, some guys, may not have grown up like that. So some people will have a much different opinion. But for me, the oval just holds a huge place in racing and holds a huge place in the things that I look forward to every year. And it was always, I remember the first time that I pulled in there for a test in 2001, and you roll on the racetrack and you're like, man, I just accomplished everything in my childhood dreams, rolling into the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and getting to go out on that racetrack and hearing the echo of the cars through the grandstand was just something that I'll never forget, standing on the front straightaway. So I'm sure I'll get over it, as we start to get into practice and realize it's just another race. But that part for me is going to be a difficult hurdle to overcome.
You'll also be racing in front of fans this time, which wasn't always the case at this point a year ago. What do you think it'll be like to be back in front of fans at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway?
Yeah, our sport has done just an absolutely phenomenal job over the last couple of years of navigating the whole COVID situation. And, I think as we've gone through, a better part of this year with fans being back at the racetrack and had some sense of normalcy has been a lot of fun, to see the enthusiasm, from the fans and the sponsors and everybody that's coming back to the racetrack. And, it's fun to see people's faces you know, as they come back to the racetrack, and you can see who they are and have a conversation and stand around and talk and not have to, you know, be in a designated area to do this or that has been a relief, you know, and as it has been for everybody there watching. So we've had some great crowds, and our sport's just done a great job with navigating everything.
Of course, your car owner is Tony Stewart, huge connection to Indiana there with the Verizon 200 at the Brickyard. What has he told you about this race and what it would mean for him to get a win there?
Nothing. Actually, I haven't talked to him at all about it. So, you know, I think as that goes, you know, I think it's, you know, it's, I don't even know if he's actually raced on the road course. So that would be a, I guess that would be a great question if we ever talk about it.
It sounds like he might not now, but maybe as you get closer to the race, he might say something, I would think.
Maybe. You never know with him, right?
You've won the, you know, when it was the Brickyard 400 in the past, you've obviously won several of these. How do you feel like your history at the Speedway favors you, or do you think that plays a factor at all?
Yeah, I don't think any of those play a factor at this particular point. I think it's, you know, it's a totally different animal as you come to, you know, run the road course and do the things that we're going to do this year. So, I would say all those things are out the window and, you know, starting with, practice as we get there.
I guess we'll leave you with this last one. How do you think the NASCAR season has gone so far, and what are you looking for in the future as you go down the road now?
Yeah, you know, I think for us, obviously, we'd love our cars to run faster, lead more laps, and you know, win some races. So, you know, we've been grinding them out. Our team's done a great job of taking what we have on a week-to-week basis and grinding out finishes, and sometimes that's the way it goes. So, you know, we'll keep doing that and hopefully continue to try to make things a little bit better as we go towards the end of the year and see where it all falls in the end.
All right. NASCAR driver Kevin Harvick will be competing in the Verizon 200 at the Brickyard before we know it. Kevin, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. We appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great day. Thank you.